I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Happy Open Line Thursday to all the donkity donks in D.C., Maryland, Virginia, wherever you're listening to the Junks on the Odyssey app. We are live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. So our team is out and about. We are on the road. We are at MedStar Capital's Iceplex for Washington Capitals Media Day.
Does it sound like Cakes is like
whispering
to get out
of the way? He's being very respectful.
I don't know if you need to pot your thing up.
Or you're joined by the normal cast of characters. Jason Bishop is
here. He can't
here.
Hear us.
Can you hear us?
I can barely hear you.
You need to crank up your... You need to crank up your mic. You can't hear us at all.
I can barely hear you guys, but we'll figure it out.
I think I have your control maybe over here.
You have his?
Maybe.
Flame is here as well.
What's up, Cakesy?
What's up, Rick?
I'm just happy that I remembered to bring a jacket today.
Well, of course. I mean, if you're doing a show 10 feet above a giant sheet of ice, you better dress accordingly.
Yeah,
I did.
Eric Pickle is here.
I got my hoodie. I should have brought a jacket.
Should have brought a lot more.
Should have brought gloves, scarf.
Cakesy, I've got my Verona sweater on.
I did see that. I saw you get out of your car this morning.
Probably should have a Detroit Red Wings sweater with Verona on it, but I don't.
No.
You don't care about the
Red Wings.
If you're coming to Caps Media Day, you got to wear the Caps gear.
I'm kidding, but you guys, if sarcasm punched you in the face, you
wouldn't
know it.
Yeah, we don't get jokes at 6:04 in the morning.
Well, but anyway, it would be good Verona. If the joke was funny. That would help.
Oh, you should just always wear Caps gear.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've got my Verona. I don't know how I got it. I don't know who gave it to me, but it's a little tight.
I'm glad you still have it.
Jason's on edge because we have the Cal Ripken Uncorked event tonight.
Oh,
he's been freaking out about it really for a couple of months. I took a picture of him this morning. If you follow us on Twitter, at Junks Radio.
Right.
I just was promoting, hey, we're doing the show from the Capitals Iceplex. Here's the lineup. We have a great lineup of guests, right? Coach Laviolette's going to join us at 7:45. Our pal Lars Eller is going to stop by at 8:20. And we have the new goalie, Darcy Kuemper.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He's going to join us towards the end of the show, right around 9:40.
Yep.
So I was doing the tweet, and I wanted a picture, and it looks like Jason is a hostage in the picture. So just salty. You never smile in pictures.
Oh, because I didn't smile?
You just look completely unhappy.
I'm stressed up. I'm just stressed over it.
You're a stressed person.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
You got a lot going on.
I can't believe it's already September 22nd. I can't believe it's here.
Well, it'll be over with, and then you'll find the next
thing
to stress out
about.
Yeah, no, he doesn't look happy.
Yeah. Not even,
I wouldn't
even
send
a smirk of a smile. Not even close.
I wouldn't send that.
Well, he already sent it out.
It's already out there.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't going to ask him. I'm going to ask Grumpy Guy over here to take a second picture.
Take another one. I'll do a fake smile.
I think the more alarming thing is the fact that Caps have a preseason game on Saturday against Buffalo.
So this is the first day of
Sunday.
Camp? This is the first day of camp?
First day of camp. Yeah. First full day of camp.
I can imagine the guys have been out here every day skating and doing their thing, though, right? Individually.
Well, yeah, guys have been, you know, in D.C. for a while, but this is when everybody's collected under one roof.
I mean, there's no way they can have, like, two practices and then just play a game if they haven't been working out and doing
their thing. These guys work out year-round. This is not just they drop down and start playing hockey in September and then really drop the puck in October.
Right.
No, but it'll be cool to have Coach Lobb on, and then Darcy Kuemper, who won a cup last year.
He did.
With Colorado, beat the Lightning. And he was awesome, and, you know, I didn't watch any of it, but statistically he was awesome. I think
you watch him now that he's a Washington Capital.
Absolutely. And he's making a bunch of money.
They he signed him to a five-year deal with a 5.25 AAV.
Yep.
It's a nice cash-in for him coming off the Stanley Cup win in Colorado.
How old is the guy?
32, maybe 31.
So he's been around a while. All right.
Yeah, he's not a youngster.
Let's see.
Saw he was from Saskatoon.
Saskatoon, yes. I know nothing about Saskatoon. I could tell
like
you one
there
thing.
Was another Capitals player that we used to have on that was from Saskatoon.
It's possible.
Oh, I'm sure. There's probably a million of them.
I'm Where sure was Brooksy
like
from?
Hockey hotbed, a factory.
Where was Brooksy from, Cakes?
Brooksy was from, oh, I used to know this. It's from a little podunk town in Canada, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Barrie, Canada?
That's it? Oh, okay.
I'm just guessing. I'm just throwing it out there.
Brooks-like?
Well, Chandler Stevenson was from Saskatoon.
He was. Wow. Oh,
Brooks-like
yeah.
is
like
from
Wawota,
Saskatchewan.
No. Unfortunately, he had more than a one-show appearance.
I thought we just fired him at one point.
Yeah, he was a regular, though, for about a month.
His personality.
Maybe a month and a half, and then we pulled the plug.
Finally bailed on it, yeah.
As great as he was as a skater, and he was super fast, that's the opposite of what he was as a media personality.
Where is he now?
Last I checked, he was with the Golden Knights, but he may have moved on from them.
Uh-huh. He's still on the Golden Knights.
Okay, still on that roster.
I saw that P.K. Subban, is that how you say it?
Yep.
Subban, however you say his name, he retired. And that big donk retired, Chara.
Zdeno Chara, I believe 24 years in the NHL.
Unbelievable. Well, he was like 45 years old, wasn't he?
Unbelievable career.
But you know what? We've been doing radio longer. We're sillier than Zdeno Chara.
That's true.
One of the things I was surprised about yesterday, just to shift from the NHL to the NFL, we spent all that time talking about Tom Brady getting a day off, and then he showed up to work.
Yeah.
Who gets an off day and then shows up to work?
Not anybody
well,
you see
because
on these
I talked shots. About it yesterday. I talked about how Wednesday is your prep day.
I understand.
That's the install day. You got to be there on Wednesday.
But that was supposed to be his day off. Do you think? I had this theory that he negotiated the day off.
Mm-hmm.
The coaching staff, they'd let him take 3 days off. They
just
show up on
Sunday.
Exactly. Right? So he negotiated the day off, and he figured, all right, I'm going to give this back to my wife, a personal day, so that I can show that I'm involved. I forget the word that she used. It was one of those buzzwords.
Present.
Yeah. She said, be present.
I'm going to be present.
Right.
I'm going to at least be present on Wednesdays. And then she gave him the Dikembe, maybe, and said,
maybe
no,
she
no,
wasn't
no.
in town or
and
something.
Then he was like, well, I guess I might as well go to practice.
It
well,
might be a deal where if she's not in town, he's going to practice. If she's in town, maybe he'll go home.
Right.
I mean, he Who probably knows? Needs to go to practice because the wideouts he's going to be throwing to are not the usual cast of characters. Like, Mike Evans is suspended. Chris Godwin isn't going to be there.
Is
Julio
Gage
Jones has a banged-up knee. Like, he needs to get out and throw the ball to these guys.
Kicks can't hear me.
Can you hear?
I can hear you guys, but you're faint. I feel like I'm super loud. You guys are faint.
No, you're fine on my end.
I hear
Russell
you.
Gage playing this weekend?
I believe so.
So he's going to be throwing to Russell Gage, Cole Beasley. Who else is going to be playing? Scotty Miller.
Did you see RG3 on Twitter was lobbying for Gronk? He says that Brady needs Gronk to come out of retirement. I see that happening not at all.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think that's happening, yeah.
Gronk strikes me as a guy who's like partying on his own cruise ship. Like,
oh, yeah, he's over it. He is over it.
I feel like Brady just realized this is a huge game against the Packers on Sunday afternoon, and he's like you said, he's got the new receivers. He's got to be there. Now maybe he takes off tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. I mean, that seems like a sort of
or
game
Friday.
Where Leonard Fournette is going to get like 25 carries.
By the way, Cakes and I actually played a game on this ice.
We did, yes. I bruised my ribs. I definitely skated into like over near the bench and bruised my ribs.
Did all of us do the bit where we got in the little sleds and we played like
I was not
hockey.
There that day.
I did that.
It was hard.
It was very hard.
Cakes and I played real hockey, and I can tell you the last time that I was here, it was media day.
Yeah.
And the Capitals did this cool thing where we got to see how they game plan.
Right.
We went kind of like behind the scenes.
We went in the video room as they're breaking down film.
Right. Everybody was very nice. They gave us uniforms. We get suited up. And
they gave me a brain bucket that didn't fit my head because my head's too big.
Mm-hmm. I barely know how to skate. And I just remember they had a couple of coaches there that were trying to serve me up a goal.
Sure.
And it was so hard just to stay on the ice skates and swing. I had a swing and a miss. And I'm watching these kids just skating backwards and so good. The one thing I'll say is I have three kids. They've all played sports. I am actually happy that they haven't played hockey because you got to get out
here
and practice
super early. Wake up. Bit.
I know.
Like you're waking up at 3:30 or 4 in the morning.
My nephew's been a hockey player and played at a high level. It's just a lot of getting ice time, getting out there early. Ugh. As a parent, not ball.
And it's expensive.
Expensive.
All the
too.
Equipment.
Super expensive.
Oh,
buying
and it
the
smells.
Ice time.
I'm telling you. When I have gone to the games and been over at my brother's house, when he takes off all the equipment,
yeah.
throws it down,
well,
it's
lacrosse gear is
smelly.
The same thing. Volleyball gear.
All
I hug my
smelly.
Daughter. She smells.
Got to throw it in the garage.
Yeah.
Can't just bring it
I mean,
in the house.
These kids are going to practice till about 7:30, and then they're going to go home, I guess, get a quick shower, and then go right to school.
I guess.
Got to go to school.
That little. I mean, some of these guys are really little. They're going to be
you
silly.
You appreciate the grind, man. They're grinding out here. What time is it? 6:10?
It appears this is the hockey rink, right? And the other one is like where they do figure skating.
They do both. Yeah. I mean, they'll do regular hockey on both. They'll switch it up. But yeah, they're almost always full.
Yeah.
And there's always somebody here.
But did they build this rink with the Caps in mind? Or
I believe it was built to be the Caps'
it was.
home-based yeah. training complex.
Uh-huh. Well, it's cool to be here. It's our annual show. It's been 2 or 3 years since we've last been here because of all the corona and all that crap. Is that?
I would assume so.
So 19. When you did the bit, was that with Boudreaux? No, because that was like 10 years
no,
ago.
It was probably Reardon.
Reardon.
Who's the coach?
It was definitely Reardon.
Yeah,
he was a nice guy.
Super nice
Couldn't
guy.
Have been nicer.
Such a nice guy.
He got the coach. For
well, the thing is, he got bounced because the Capitals didn't advance beyond the first round.
Right.
It is 2 years.
Yep.
Well, neither have they done that with LaViolette.
Right.
Sure.
But LaViolette has a better resume.
That's true, but there's a lot of pressure to get past the first round of the playoffs and try
one
to get the
think.
Caps on a cup run.
Where's Todd Reardon? Is it Todd Reardon?
I think he was an assistant with Pittsburgh last
still?
Time I checked.
It's the Cush gig, I guess.
I think he's still on that staff unless he's moved on.
Okay, so you and I are in survivor pools in the NFL, and this is a tough card this
I'm actually
week.
Only, I'm not in an NFL survivor pool because your boys knocked me out in week
oh,
one.
Oh, you got bounced.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
couldn't last
I would have told
week.
You not to take them.
Stupid Niners can't beat the Bears.
Well, right. Not in a biblical rainstorm with a rookie quarterback.
I guess not.
Or a second-year quarterback. Anyway, but this week is tough. The schedule's tough. The game I picked, well, I'm in a loser's pool where you pick a loser and a winner. So I'm mm-hmm. in two. And I'm doing the same game. So I'm taking the Chiefs as my winner,
okay.
and the Colts as my loser.
I like it.
I mean, it's the best game on the card for a survivor. But, I mean, you
I feel
know
like
how the
it's
NFL,
early to burn the Chiefs,
I know.
Right?
I just got to get past this week. But you know how the NFL is. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if the Colts. You might be. I wouldn't be surprised if the Colts at home beat the Chiefs.
No, I mean, their season is basically on the line.
I mean, they look
they're
like ass last
games.
No, I would be surprised.
I'm just not stunned by anything in the NFL. Now, look, it's the best card. It's the best game on the card. So if Mahomes can't go in and beat the Colts, I give up.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But this is one of those weeks where you can't really put your finger on an easy winner.
EB, you need to find that Indy feed that has the Ursay cam with him getting bitter every time Pat Mahomes scores and Matt Ryan throws a pick.
It just pleases me so greatly that they're struggling.
That. You need that in your life.
Yeah, I'm looking at the card like Houston and Chicago, that could go either way. The Raiders, Titans could go either way. Buffalo, Miami could, I guess, theoretically go either way.
I mean, maybe Minnesota bounces back at home against Detroit. But
yeah,
Detroit
but they
look
pretty poopy.
That's right.
Yeah, I wouldn't touch that
the
game.
The Ravens, Patriots could go either way. The Bengals, Jets. You'd think the Bengals,
That was the other game I looked at. But, I mean, Flacco's throwing it all over the yard, and the Bengals allow sacks every other play.
I'm stunned that Flacco still just has the zip on the ball that he does. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
I did ask a former NFL head coach what he thought about this.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Which
what
one,
he thought
Jay?
About?
I think you know who I'm talking about. And I said, give me a team that absolutely won't win this week. I'm in a loser's pool. In your opinion, he said, Colts or Washington?
The Commanders. He had them on the list, too.
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say, that might be one you might want to take.
You think
Philly.
The Eagles are just going to come in and boat race them?
I don't have that much confidence in it.
Yeah, the only thing you can hope for, really, is just that it's going to be division rival, and the Eagles will be off a little bit, and Washington obviously played better than they did last week, certainly in the first half. They can't play that bad. It's impossible.
I mean, I looked at the Chargers' cakes, but I don't know what Herbert's health is.
Yeah, with the banged-up ribs.
Yeah, and they're playing Jacksonville. Now, Jacksonville's got to go all the way to the West Coast. They looked great last week. They obviously could score.
I think if you wanted to play that game, Trevor Lawrence, I don't believe, has won a road game in his NFL career.
Right.
So that's,
look, if Herbert was 100%,
yeah,
that would have been my play.
Sure.
So I'm going Chiefs.
Yeah, it's weird, man. It's a weird card this week.
It's tough.
You want to talk about parity.
I kind of think the Giants on Monday night are going to beat the Cowboys at home.
You do?
Yeah, kind of like
that. I was
that.
Kind of impressed with Cooper Rush, though, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
he handled himself pretty well.
But they're going on the road, Monday night game. I think the Giants might win that. But
what's your lean on the Thursday nighter, that marquee Browns-Steelers matchup?
What an ugly game.
I think the total on this game is 39 or 40.
Just awful.
It's not great.
I have no idea who's going to win that.
How is Trubisky played? Mediocre?
Well, mediocre might be a stretch.
People are pushing for Pickett, right?
He's not been very good.
Right.
He hasn't thrown a bunch of interceptions, but he's not thrown for many yards.
He's right. Completing less than 60%, and he's got two touchdowns in two games. He's been sacked four times.
It makes you happy as a Commanders fan that they didn't wind up with Mitch Trubisky and traded for Carson Wentz instead, because through two games, it's definitely paid dividends.
We've got our guy, Cakes.
Seems that
we
way.
We got our guy.
All right, the Junks are broadcasting live from MedStar Capital's Iceplex for Media Day. We got a big show planned. We got head coach Peter Laviolette of the Capitals joining us at 7:45. Lars Eller will be on the show at 8:20. And the brand new Caps goalie, Darcy Kuemper, joins us at the end of the show. That's at 9:40. And sandwiched in between, of course, we'll get all of your fantasy football questions answered by Dave Richard. That's coming up at 9:20. Junkies coming to you live from MedStar Capital's Iceplex on the Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Junk's taking the show on the road today. We are coming to you live from the MedStar Capitals Iceplex in Arlington for Washington Capitals Media Day. Got some high-profile Caps guests joining us later on the show. Head coach Peter Laviolette scheduled at 7:45. Lars Eller is coming on at 8:20. And the new goalie, Darcy Kuemper, is scheduled at 9:40. So you don't want to miss
that.
Are
all the shows doing live shows here? Just us?
We're it.
We're the lucky ones, Lurch.
You know what? I don't mind coming here because it's 20 minutes closer.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a quicker trip.
It's quick.
It's like the exact same for us.
Is it?
I think so.
Yep.
And
it's about
the
same.
I can't stand driving into D.C., so I'd much rather
come
to Ballston.
Right. And you save $2 or $3 tipping the valets, too.
That's right.
Well, he had to pull out, though, the parking ticket, which who knows if Jason will actually send in for reimbursement.
Maybe I will. Will you? I wasn't thinking about it.
It'll be like $2 on the way out.
I think
out.
You can validate it in the lobby, too,
oh, you're
a real super squeaker. I think you can do that, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to try to
well,
do
I'm
it. Bring it with
out.
You?
No,
because I always leave it in
my
the car.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll go out and get it and bring it back in.
I will do that to save a dollar because I'm a big squeaker, just like that dog.
Well, I'm already. I think it actually might be. If I looked at it correctly, it might be $3 for the amount of time we are here.
I think you're right.
4 or 5 hours might be $3.
I think you're right.
Look, if you walk by
$3
lying on the ground, would you pick it up?
Yes.
Yes, I would.
Okay, so there you go.
But I don't know that I'm going to walk to my car, get the ticket, come back inside.
I understand. I get it. All right, time now for the Junks Sports page. It's brought to you by Impress Technology, an SBA-certified hub zone solution provider, and Dell Federal Partner.
So, big game in Lane Stadium tonight in Blacksburg, Virginia. I will not be able to watch it. Well, won't be able to watch at least the first half.
You'll be too busy schmoozing.
I'll be at Ripken
and hosting
in Edgewater, Maryland.
You'll be Ryan Seacrest tonight.
But West Virginia is at Virginia Tech tonight at 7:30. This is a biggie. Lane's going to be rocking. It's a national televised game on ESPN. The place is going to be jumping. Blacksburg or Virginia Tech actually canceled all classes after 2 o'clock.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because there's going to be just too many people.
Is that standard for like a night game they do
I'm
that?
I'm guessing they probably do, yeah.
They should just cancel all the classes tomorrow. Because nobody's going to want to go to
daughter,
class tomorrow.
Do they both have tickets?
Oh, yeah. They got season tickets.
Now they do?
Yeah. So my younger daughter has a 2 o'clock class.
All right.
So she's all jacked because they canceled it.
Right.
So they'll start tailgating probably around 2.
So your daughter be drunk by 3 p.m.?
Probably.
Right.
Probably.
But does she text you drunk?
She sends pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah, she sends
can you tell? Are there
pictures?
Like more typos when she's drinking?
No, you can just tell in the face.
Yeah. Right.
I'll show you a couple pictures. Anyway, big game tonight. Virginia Tech, if they – I just don't think they're offensively explosive enough to hang with West Virginia. West Virginia's defense is poolicious, right?
Mm-hmm.
They scored 40 against Kansas. They gave up 55 in the game.
Who's favored, West Virginia?
Slightly. Two and a half.
At Blacksburg?
I just don't think Virginia Tech can score with them. Maybe I'm wrong, but if Virginia Tech loses this game, the season could really spiral out of control because they got games at Carolina, at Pitt, NC State's coming up. You know, much better teams than West Virginia. But this will be big if they can get this win on ESPN. They'll be 3-1. Probably get back to the hotel. We can watch the second half. But this is a big one tonight in Lane Stadium in Blacksburg. Also, this weekend, of course, Maryland is going to go up to Michigan. That's
what's the line there? Like 15, 16? Or is it more than that?
Like 17 and a half.
Yeah.
I mean, we talked to Coach Loxley about it yesterday. Now they've played three horrific teams,
yeah.
But Michigan has won all three of those games by like 50 points.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they have.
And what always happens to Maryland, they seem to start off great,
mm-hmm.
and then they face the big boys.
And get smoked by 50.
And they're just bigger.
Overwhelmed.
Like when I say big boys, like their offensive linemen are bigger, their defensive linemen are bigger, and they just get manhandled.
Bigger, stronger, faster.
Well, look, Maryland's record against top five teams, obviously, over the years is not good. Michigan's 4. This is a 12 o'clock Fox game. It would be a huge upset.
And Loxley said, he was like,
huge.
We have nothing to lose. Like,
right.
We got smoked by
no
these guys last year.
No one expects them to win the game.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. So Saturday's going to be a big day. Tennessee's playing Florida. That's 20 versus 11. There's a game late night that I don't think is on TV. Drabby, is the USC-Oregon State game on television? It's on the Pac-12 network, which I don't even know how you get it.
How would you get that?
I can't get the Pac-12
Drab probably
network.
Has it.
Hmm.
Because all these other networks are affiliated with, you know, ESPN, like SEC Network, ACC Network. You can watch Big Ten, obviously, affiliated with Fox.
It's just on the Pac-12 network.
Yeah, I think
it's
I saw
it's a broadcasting nightmare
though.
For them.
They're not affiliated with anybody.
Well, yeah. Yesterday I saw the Pac-12.
That commissioner who's no longer there anymore, right? Larry Scott?
Larry Scott, yeah.
What an idiot.
Well,
you should be able to watch that game.
Whoever's in charge now, they're making overtures, I saw, to Amazon Prime to try to get on that platform. So I mean, this is probably something that's down the road.
Do,
that's
yeah.
that's for their new
Saturday.
Media deal.
Right.
Yeah. Hopefully they'll be on a digital streaming network.
Yeah.
Right now it's a disaster.
Right.
I would love to watch that. 9:30 game on Pac-12 Network on Saturday night. All right. So in the NBA, of course, the NBA camps have started, correct? Haven't the NBA camps started? They're right around the corner. But Boston Celtics head coach Ime Udoka, he may not be there for the start of camp.
In Boston.
This seems kind of trivial to me.
He's facing disciplinary action expected to include a significant suspension for his role in a consensual intimate relationship with a woman who is a member of the staff. The relationship.
It's so normal. He was dating somebody that he works with.
Sometimes it's against company policy.
Well, the policy's garbage.
Problem is he's involved with somebody. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
Well, no, that's on him. That has nothing to do with the company.
I know. But what if that's what I said before the show.
Yeah.
What if he was in love with the staffer and asked her to marry him? Will he get suspended for
that? I don't know how that works.
They have to allow that to happen.
Well, they're not.
Yeah, well, so well they could suspend him.
He could be suspended. It's just a rumor. Maybe it's an outside shot. He could be suspended for the year
but
or
again,
fired.
It's a private
crazy.
Workplace, and they can enact whatever policies they want for their employees.
I know.
Like, if you're an employee...
Yeah, but it's untenable. Employees date each other.
They just don't want an Isaiah Thomas
in some
situation.
Places, I guess they do.
Some places,
and I know they hide it a lot.
Like when Isaiah Thomas was with the Knicks, wasn't he in some sort of sexual harassment deal?
Well, that's different. That was harassing.
Understood, but that's probably what they're afraid of, that somebody that's in that power position may be taking advantage of somebody.
Well, it can also make it awkward when people break up. It
now,
does make it awkward.
Now, what part of the staff? Like, staff is very general. And I don't know if the Celtics have a female on the staff, like, in terms of coaching.
She could be a PR
girl. Because remember,
who knows?
Greg Popovich had Becky Hammon as one of his lead assistants.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she's on the
They weren't dating, though.
I understand that. But I'm wondering if this woman on the staff is, like, on his bench.
I don't think she is.
Yeah, that's not my
They don't give the name of the woman.
I mean, they probably have 100 employees.
Understood.
Apparently they've had internal discussions within the team, and they are contemplating whether to let Udoka go for violating
There's no chance
policy.
To let him go. He's too good.
He is good.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that they're talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so he's going to be suspended. I don't know for how long. What if I wasn't married?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I started dating Carolyn, the saleswoman. At the station.
Right.
Would they fire me?
No.
No, guys, but you would get joned on.
You know what? I mean, I like
Why, Carolyn. Cakes?
Yeah.
Why would he get joned on? There's a little bit of an age difference. Just slight.
Yeah.
A slight
age Would I get
difference.
Fired for dating Carolyn?
How do you? But I would joan. I would joan. I'm sorry. I'm shallow. I
would
just
would. Joan in front of him, in his face?
Yeah.
I mean,
joaning probably worse than any disciplinary action you would face.
Yeah.
Such a double standard. Because if it was an age difference the other way, like a younger woman,
I'd
give him a pat.
I would applaud him. I'd throw a party.
Right.
But it's 100%
chance.
The other direction.
You never know, man.
There's 100% chance employees at our station
Jason
have
Horst.
Dated, hooked up.
I'm glad
sort
you
of
used that example.
Yeah.
All those times, all those sales donks were going out or happy hour.
Well, you're right, but it's not equal across the board. Some companies would allow it. Some companies
obviously
won't.
I know.
So the Celtics frown upon that.
Right.
I understand. It's just still
stupid. I can't get the visual of you dating a coworker.
Carolyn,
I
never know.
It
could be possible.
I'm going to tell her that you might be interested.
All right. In baseball yesterday/last night, the Nats beat the Braves. Now, the Mets also lost to the Brewers, so the Mets can't take advantage of the Braves loss. They're still one game up.
But still Manessa's seriously just, doing Nat scores?
Well, no, well,
hold on.
Manessa's is still money.
Can you let me finish?
Yeah, go ahead.
Good Lord, you people. Joey Meneses hit another home run.
I saw. He's my guy.
And he had two more hits. He's hitting .328. He hit his 10th home run. The guy's just on
fire.
If
you think he's not going to be a part of this team next year, you're crazy.
I hope he is.
He should be.
I hope he is.
But I just don't think he's in their plans. Like, when they write down, like, what their team should look like in 2025 when they might compete again.
Well, who knows? Yeah, I mean, 2025, they might not have anybody on that roster.
So that's why I was bringing up the Nat score. Aaron Judge and the Yankees scored 14 runs against the Pirates last night, but he did not hit number 61.
I don't know if this is
true. He was walked in the bottom of the eighth.
Right?
Okay. Place is sold out. Yankee Stadium sold out. He was walked. You should have seen how many fans just started rushing towards the concourse.
Oh,
they were just
of course,
got to
be traffic. I heard that he. And I don't know if this is true.
And they,
I heard
the way they booed the Pirates.
I heard he had a double and he got booed.
He had two doubles and got booed.
Right, yeah. He got booed. For
he
doubles.
Got booed.
Greedy oh fans, they're the worst.
Yeah, they're
they want a home run, just the worst.
Yeah, well, they
want
to be there to see him tie the record. So the Yankees, I think, play the Red Sox in a huge series for Aaron Judge, anyway, starting tonight. And what else did I want to bring up? Oh, of course, we talked about it. Thursday Night Football. Pittsburgh is at Cleveland tonight, 8:15. This is on Amazon Prime. And
a silly.
The total is
Jacoby
under 40.
Brissett versus Mitch Trubisky battle.
Yeah, that is not a marquee
and
matchup.
We'll, and if the Cleveland Browns are up 7 or 10 or whatever late in the game and Nick Chubb is running into the end zone, will he just lay down at the 1 yard line?
I think he will this
to salvage
time.
The game and lock that up.
But, and I think it was one of the CBS minutes that Amy Lawrence brought up a good point. Like, Nick Chubb's taking responsibility. He's like, I should have known better. I should have gone down. He scored a touchdown to put them up 13 with less than 2 minutes to go.
I know. Mm-hmm.
The kicker then misses an extra point. The defense yep. then allows Flacco to throw a touchdown on the second play.
Two plays.
Then the special teams doesn't recover an onside kick.
It was
then
a choke
the defense
job.
Gives up another score. You going to blame Nick Chubb?
Kevin Stefanski probably went home.
Well,
and
that's
drank
what
half
we were arguing about on Monday. I was arguing. Valdez was arguing with me. And I can see why you'd argue Nick Chubb blew the game because if he just falls down, the
right.
game's over. But you can blame the defense
blame
as much as Nick Chubb.
There's a lot of blame to go around, but Nick Chubb has to have situational awareness as to what's going on and what the stakes are and how much time is left in the game.
Yeah.
Maybe he was thinking of all the fantasy football players that had
sure.
Nick Chubb, who would have been raving mad if he went down on the 1 yard line because he could have had another touchdown.
Look, I love playing fantasy, but if you're so weird and twisted about fantasy football that you're like tagging players on Twitter or lashing out at them for poor performances, you're a gigantic loser.
Yeah, get a
please
life.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Please don't involve players with your fantasy football mania.
Cakes, in one of my leagues, I talked to you about this yesterday, Trey Lance. I had Trey Lance because you convinced me that Trey Lance was a fantasy star and Kyle Pitts was a fantasy star.
Okay, mm-hmm. I did and sell you on both of those guys.
You're easily convinced because Horsey convinced you on the
and
Derrick Henry.
Well, he didn't convince me. I told him he was wrong.
Okay.
But since we're co-owners, I gave him the option of taking the number one overall pick, and I had control of the
right.
second round pick, and we just kind of flipped.
You okay. alternated.
From yeah. here on out?
I mean, we're both in it 50-50, so I
would wrest control from Tommy. I would mm-hmm. say, I'm the captain now. I'm making all the personnel moves.
Yeah.
You're my lackey.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to make all
well,
the moves
he knows,
now.
He knows he was wrong.
Right.
He just knows. But we're going to end up not making the playoffs because of that. But anyway.
I'm the captain now. Great movie scene.
Fantastic.
In another league, Trey Lance obviously down and done for the year, so I had to pick someone up. I did not draft a backup. So I went out on the waiver wire.
Mm. Carson Wentz?
No, Flacco. He was already taken. I've got – well, right now I've got Mariota as my starter, but I picked up Joe Flacco.
Yeah. Joe Flacco.
And maybe I should start Joe Flacco over Mariota. Now, Mariota can run.
I think you should.
I think you start Flacco.
But
Flacco have 30 more fantasy points in that league?
Yep.
I mean, Flacco had 59 pass attempts in week one, and then he had 4 touchdown passes in week two. Sorry.
And I would think that in
that's their approach.
In the game
Garrett
against
Wilson,
the Bengals, he's probably going to be a shootout.
Garrett Wilson looks legit at wide yeah. receiver.
Oh, he looks like he's
Ohio
the truth.
State.
Yeah.
So in the projected fantasy number, it's 31-28 in favor of Mariota.
Okay.
But that's how that's the situation I'm in with quarterbacks in that one league. Mariota and Flacco now. And that's my bad because I drafted Trey Lance.
Well, I thought you were going to blame me. I thought you were say it's my bad because
I convinced you
to draft your guy, Trey Lance.
No.
Yeah, but you know what? You hype up so many guys.
I do.
You're going to miss. I mean, you've been hyping up Jalen Hurts from the moment he stepped on the field.
Of course. I'm a Hurts truther. Everybody
you
knows
love Hurts.
This.
You love Lance. You basically love all dual threat guys.
I do like running quarterbacks. It's a weakness of mine. It's a fatal flaw, apparently. All right. Don't forget the Jux are broadcasting the entire show live from the MedStar Capitals Iceplex. And in just over an hour, we'll be joined by the head coach of the Washington Capitals, Peter Laviolette, scheduled for 7:45.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to the show. Junks coming to you live from MedStar Capital's Iceplex. We're here for Washington Capitals Media Day. We'll be joined by the head coach of the Capitals in just about an hour. Peter LaViolette will join us at 7:45. Lars Eller, who joined us every week during the season last year, is on the show at 8:20. And Darcy Kuemper, the new expensive goalie, signed to a five-year deal in the offseason. He's going to join us in the last segment of the show. He's coming up at 9:40.
If so, they have Darcy Kuemper last year, do they beat Florida?
It's a great question.
Does he put them over
probably,
the top?
Probably, but I mean, it's hard to tell.
I can't remember how the series played out. I totally can't remember.
Well, I know they didn't win.
I'm aware they did not win. Also aware that the Florida Panthers did not do much after they beat the Washington Capitals. Mm-hmm. Like I said,
yeah,
they're losers. Why and even though it's me lashing out at a team that went further than the Capitals, and I applaud them for that, they have loser DNA coursing through that organization.
Right.
Why
did they get rid of Kuemper after they just win the Cup? They just didn't want to pay that kind of money?
I think it's probably just
bottom line
finances.
Yeah.
You know, he was a free agent. The Caps had a screaming need at goalie. You know, they waited for either Ilya or Vitek to really grab a hold of the number one spot. Neither one did.
And never happened.
Brian McClellan, you know, he nuked the entire spot. Neither of those guys are here. In comes Darcy Kuemper from Colorado, and his backup is Charlie Lindgren, a guy who's been a journeyman in the league. Doesn't have a lot of experience, but they'll be relying on Kuemper probably for 60-plus games this season.
You know, one of the big knocks against the Caps last year and in the last couple of years probably has been kind of an aging team, right? Mm-hmm. They've got some of these guys.
Yep.
They've been around a long time. Did they actually get younger? I feel like they didn't.
I mean, they brought in some younger guys. I mean, Dylan Strome signs a one-year deal. He comes in to provide some offense with Tom Wilson being sidelined after the knee injury.
Mm-hmm.
They trade for Connor Brown coming in from Ottawa. So he's younger than Nicholas Backstrom. That's a guy that's obviously going to be sidelined to begin the season. But the core is still pretty old.
Yeah.
You know, obviously with Ovi and guys like Lars Eller. Yeah. Lars, I think, is 32 or 33.
Oh, she's 35.
Obviously, Backstrom is getting up there in years. So,
when are they projecting that Willie will be available? Like January
probably
or something?
After, yeah, probably as we turn into the new year. I don't have an exact date on that, but you know, he's not going to be there for the drop of the puck in a few weeks. So they had to bring in some reinforcements, and some of those guys are younger, but still pretty old core here in Washington. So we will talk to Coach LaViolette about that and more coming up at 7:45. We wanted to get into a good old radio fight that didn't happen between the Junks, which is always entertaining when it's not us. I know that our listeners find it entertaining when we get into a big dust-up with each other, but this is involving a dude named Vic Faust, who apparently went on an off-air tirade.
Where were they? Where were these guys
co-hosts.
Based?
St. Louis.
St. Louis. Okay. Yeah.
So he went on a rant against a female colleague, and I guess his comments
This was
were,
off-air.
Yeah, his off-air comments were digitally recorded and sent anonymously to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch around 5 p.m. on Friday. Apparently, he used profanity at least 40 times in a roughly four-minute rant berating his co-host.
Well, didn't he call her like a fat pig?
Yeah, he was weight-shaming her and just grilling her parenting skills, amongst others. So we have the audio of that. Valdez is going to play it back from the mothership.
Wasn't. Listen, you're a fat nasty and you don't bring up on air when I fucking have your back. You're a fucking fat. I don't care if you're here or not.
Be like that, guys. Come on, man.
Serious?
I let it go yesterday.
But you called me stupid for the second time.
Who brought up the stupid subject?
You fucking called me.
You were making fun of me because I was dealing with the computer.
Chris was too. It wasn't just me. Chris was. Yes, he said, oh my God, it's going to be here in 3 weeks.
He didn't say anything on air.
Yes, he did. Go back and listen. He was laughing when I did it.
You have a history of attacking me on air, and Chris
does. No, I don't. You have a history of attacking me on air. Are you kidding?
You and your big fat looking ass. Don't come back.
Really? You're not my boss. I'm come.
And I'll call you a every day.
Okay, good for you.
Fat, self-righteous.
That's me.
And every day that you come in this studio, I will call you what you are.
Oh.
Fat, nasty bitch. And okay. The only reason you have this job is because of me.
Nick, stop.
Okay.
Stop.
Wow.
All right, hold on. What is she just doing? Like updates? Is she like the traffic reporter? What, like, what's going on? They're obviously not co-hosts.
I think from what I read in the story that they bring in different co-hosts from time to time, or like there's multiple co-hosts a week. That
so he's super resentful of her coming in. They don't get along. Yeah.
So yeah. He was fired, obviously, wasn't he?
Well, he was fired. He's also the news anchor.
He's TV, yeah.
He's a TV news anchor, I guess, in the afternoons or something, and he's the morning rock show host.
So did he lose everything?
I don't know if the radio
gig.
He lost a TV gig for sure.
Uh-huh. By the way, it seems perfect.
But that was the radio fight.
But that was the radio fight.
The GM says Vic Faust no longer works for Fox 2, which is KPLR, or Next Star Media.
He's out. He lost both.
So he
lost his mind.
He works for a hard rock station, and this is perfect. This is so fitting. The name of the station is The Viper. The Viper, 100.7
Louis. What exactly did Crystal Cooper?
I don't know.
With all those bleeps, all I could make out is
what did she
said
say
she's self-righteous.
To flip him off?
She was teasing him, I think, on air about
he was messing up on the computer.
He couldn't figure out how to get on a web page or something.
I know. They do this all the time with me, and I don't flip out like that.
Well, it's because you're not an unhinged individual like this guy.
Well, sometimes.
All I could think about is his personal life must be in shambles, right? Because when you lash out at people like that,
angry,
yeah, you got a lot going on at home.
So he's gone.
Yeah, he's gone. It's gonna be hard to get rehired. Most people get rehired in this business. It'd be hard for him.
Sizzle reel. What did you do on your last stop?
Didn't Jeffrey Toobin make it back to TV?
Probably.
Well, he got back on CNN after he pulled his Johnson out, but they ultimately did let him go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you survive this if you are number one in the ratings and just a big silly in St. Louis?
Yeah. I think you're killing it.
You can survive almost anything.
If you're making your station millions and you're bringing in a ton of revenue, survivable.
I mean, he's a zilch on Channel 2.
If you're spinning Whitesnake on the Viper in St. Louis, probably not. Probably not going to survive. It's a great name for a hard rock
station. It has to go way beyond him or her making fun of him that he couldn't get on a web page.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty hardcore to tell a woman that.
I mean, they've obviously got a very
contentious relationship. That you're a fat pig and
you're
a terrible
mom.
You're
much of what he said.
Well, I read the article, and in the article it said he called her a fat pig and disgusting.
He calls her fat, stupid, and nasty, and repeatedly refers to her by using a curse word most commonly directed at women. Then at one point, he says, "You're nothing and you're trash.
Right.
You're a blank mom. You don't even know the topics we're talking about. You're just stupid." It's what he said.
He wasn't pulling his punches.
You got to give an A for honesty, or at least that's how he felt. Well, that's...
I bet you those meters were going wild during that exchange.
Oh, the high ratings?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the problem is it was all off-air.
I know, it was off-air. You need to save that for the on-air.
It was all off-air.
It's got to be the on-air content.
Right.
I'd love to hear the segment after that commercial break where they come back on air.
And they have to fake like they're fake like getting they along.
They just didn't have a massive blow-up.
Yeah. Well, you know, you do it. We've done it.
Then they kick to a double shot of Metallica coming up next.
We haven't had like any one of those like monster blow-ups in a while. Like off air, and then you have to gather yourself and just move on.
It doesn't really happen anymore.
Man, nobody cares.
Vic
just want to go home.
Those are the good old days.
Maybe Vic Fowles can do updates on the fan.
By the way, apropos of nothing, I did see a story on my Twitter that I wanted to mention. And Valdez, you might want to chime in on this. I don't know. Or Drabby. The younger guys might be more sort of hip to this than me. If Brett was here, Brett would definitely know. This is like a sup dog thing, I'm sure.
I appreciate your props.
Somebody tweeted that apparently there's a style now, I guess, that younger people are doing, younger women, unzipped and unbuttoned jeans. Have you noticed this? Drab, is this something that you've noticed?
Underbutt is dead, EB. It's,
yeah, it's not about
now.
The underbutt now.
You mean like your fly open?
Yeah, it's like the top of your jeans. If you're a chick, if you're a hot chick.
Over.
Yeah, fold it over. Open zipper, open button, fold it over, showing your belly, and then like a little, you know, what do you call those? Halter tops?
Like
whatever you call those.
Topper, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
crop top.
Yeah, yeah.
I do that
supposedly
after a big
that's
dinner.
A new thing. Are your girls doing that, Jason, and V-Tech?
I hope not.
Would you be bitter if you saw your girls going out?
100% I would be.
With their zipper half undone?
Yeah. I'd be like, what are you doing?
I do that after a big dinner.
They're ready. They're ready to rock.
No, that's not happening with mine.
I don't know.
I've got a picture right here from last night with all my daughter and all her friends, and I don't see any unbuckled or unsnapped.
Are
or
there 100 white claws in the picture?
There's no white claws, actually.
Really? Yeah,
you see the picture, right?
I mean, it's here. A Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Are they partying on Wednesday nights?
It's college.
No, it's college.
Party
what
every night
think?
Of the week. It doesn't matter.
It's usually a couple nights off.
Thursday night was a big night back when this dinosaur was in college.
Well, Thursday night's a big night tonight down there.
Certainly.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if it's so bad that they're canceling classes at 2.
I mean, every kid on campus is going to be double-fisting beers and seltzers by 2:30.
How many kids are going to be puking before the game? Remember that woman? What was she at a Bengals game where she was just vomiting?
Yeah,
at the
that was during the game. It was
that's
going to
be Jason's daughter. So it's going to be Ava Madden.
She was upset at the blocking by the Bengals offensive line. She couldn't take it anymore. Watching Joe Burrow get sacked left and right.
Right. So, anyway, I don't know. I should check, you know, what my daughter used to do when she would go out. I don't know if your daughter would do the same thing, your daughters, is she would wear, like, a big sweater or a jacket, and then when they get to the party, they take everything off, and they're wearing, like, almost nothing.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
When she was, like, a high school senior.
Right. That's what Drab's going to do later here at the MedStar Capitals Iceplex. He's going to be prancing around here in a tank top.
Well, I'm the only one that came prepared in a parka today. I don't know what you guys were thinking. You'd be telling me how cold he is.
I'm
He's
warm,
known for
actually.
2 weeks we were coming here.
I know.
It's bad planning.
I have my long johns. I am wearing long johns. I just forgot my jacket.
I'm afraid to wear my crab kickoff sweatshirts to the show.
You wore it yesterday, I thought.
No.
Oh, maybe.
Well, you know, I did wear it, but I wore my old one, but now I see you wearing the old one. I was thinking about wearing my Rams one. I'll call it the Rams one.
Rams colors.
And then I was like, somebody else might wear it.
All right, got to take a break. Don't forget, we are broadcasting live from MedStar Capital's Iceplex the entire show. Caps head coach Peter Laviolette scheduled to join us at 7:45, and Lars Eller coming up at 8:20. When we come back, we will hit the skins, give you the latest Commanders news here on 106.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.